I don't know if you know this story, but it was pretty magical. I was in Paris. I had won a prize with the first draft of the screenplay that from Île-de-France Film Commission and the Writers Guild that gave me location scouting for the script. And I had a meeting with an agent producer I knew, I was going to talk about casting, and he's just started to represent Isabella Gianni. And I said to him, I didn't think she was right for the role. And he said, well, just have lunch with us. And I said, who wouldn't have lunch with Isabella Gianni? So I went to, it was at Café du Flore, and out of nowhere, the guy said to me, who's your ideal casting for the role of Matthias? The lead male in the movie, and I had never said this to anybody before, and I said Kevin Klein, and the moment I said Kevin Klein appeared at the top of the staircase. Now, mind you, we're in a cafe in Paris, and he was having a meeting downstairs, and he came upstairs to find the men's room. So I say Kevin Klein, and he arrived at the top of the stairs, and I thought that this guy and Ajani had set me up, that it was like a joke. And then I thought, well, you know, how did they know I wasn't going to say Barack Obama? You know, how did they know I was going to say Kevin Klein? So I waved, and he waved back, and he came over, and I said, I've got this movie that I'm going to do, and I'd love you to read it. And he said, oh, I'd love it. He's very polite, and he said, I'd love to read the script. So I'm thinking, he'll never read the script. And Kevin told me that he's thinking, well, he'll never send me the script. And as soon as I got back to New York, I called him up, and my wife, Jillian, actually took the script up to Kevin's apartment, and he called right away saying, I would love to do this movie.